Want to witness the world's biggest football game? Head to iCanWin.com.au, predict Australia's score with a crystal ball, and it could be you and a friend at the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 semi-finals, all thanks to McDonald's. Maccas, together and loving it. TNCs apply.
Now on Sports Day, it's time for the top seven moments from the weekend.
Yeah, top seven moments. There were plenty over the weekend. Badge, kick us off.
The AFLW final is settled. It's the Lions taking on the Demons at in Springfield in Brisbane.
Yeah.
New Brighton Homes Arena, it's called. It holds about 10,000. There's only seating there.
It's a beautiful arena.
For 800 or 1,000, I think. But, yeah, beautiful spot. And great. You want to have a packed house. You don't want to go to a 40, 50,000-seat stadium and, you know, it's half full or less. So outstanding stuff. Lions through to take on the Melbourne Demons.
Good stuff. Number six in the Kia top seven. What about this? Georgia, not the town in America, but the country, Georgia, which sits where, Badge, geographically?
Near Turkey and below Ukraine. And
recorded one of the great upsets of the year, defeating Wales in the Rugby Union Autumn Series.
Just get the ball in. Get it back. Get it off. And they do. They do. And Georgia have beaten Wales here at the Principality Stadium to record the greatest victory in their history.
13-12. And Wales beat Argentina last week.
There you go.
So that is
so
a massive
Georgia
upset.
Would beat Argentina. Yep. Nah, number five in the top seven, not the result Ange Postecoglou wanted on his Australian tour. With Celtic, they went down to Everton and it went down to a penalty shootout.
England under 21 international scores. And Everton have defeated Celtic on penalties.
Success, Jack, was it or not?
Oh, I think overall success. I mean, Celtic played Sydney FC on Thursday. Sydney FC won 2-1. And then for this, 40,000 fans, I mean, it's a good result.
There's a game to go.
Everton will play Western Sydney Wanderers.
That's right.
On Tuesday.
Okay.
So the Dubbo mayor says Jack's contribution to the show has been outstanding of late. Good to see he's left the dark old days of soccer reporting behind him.
Just wait, mate.
There we go. We'll just throw straight in. Number four in the Kia top seven, the two ODIs over the weekend. And Australia won their second ODI against England. 72 runs at the SCG.
Bowles here sweeping. Shout for leg before. Fingers up. Tampa gets the decision. That's enough for the wicket, the win, and the series complete in straight sets.
I've got to say, Mitchell Starc's ball to Milan, lefty.
Not the old in-swinging Yorker.
Oh, well, out-swinger to a lefty, but in-swinger to the normal right.
Oh, yeah.
It was unplayable.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
He's the man.
Outstanding. Badge number three.
The FIFA World Cup underway. Got started with the host nation, of course, Qatar. The first host nation ever to lose the opening game, beaten by Ecuador 2-0.
Tried to thread it through towards Plata, bounces back to him on the ricochet, leaves it behind for Preciado, swings across him, the header! Oh, pinpoint perfect from Ena Valencia. That is sumptuous.
Pinpoint perfect, say that 10 times.
Beautiful. No.
Great stuff.
Number two.
Number ending in 127, text line. Maybe Sats, you should call it donut punching.
Donut pudding, does he mean? Is that a sport?
No, he's
check?
Saying donut punching.
Donut punching.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'll put that on the table. The Gillaroos, number two, they secure back-to-back World Cups in Rugby League. Comprehensive win, 54-4 against the Kiwis.
Signaling the start of the celebrations as Australia hold on to the Women's World Cup. It's the third time they've won it, and they've done it in comprehensive fashion with a 54-4 victory over New Zealand.
Yeah, they're outstanding. And Badge, what about Fitzy? Boys, have you ever tried cabanossi sliced into small pieces, cooked on the barbecue and dipped in peanut butter?
What?
That's crook.
That is.
What?
You've got real problems, Fitzy.
Yeah. How dare you?
And number one, the Kangaroos showed their dominance. It was a solid win, a very good win, over a brave Samoa in the Rugby League World Cup final, 30-10.
You know, Australia, a fox has gone through, he's away.
Look out, and Okah to Tedesco. The man to set up the try.
Yeah, they were outstanding. Nathan Cleary, as we said earlier on, was amazing. Junior bolo in a beaten side. Thanks to SEN, NRL. Keep up for the audio.
Sometimes needing new tyres can catch us by surprise. That's why Tyre Power gives you the power of Zip Pay and Zip Money. You can get what you need now, get back on the road safely, and pay for it later. Terms and conditions apply. So visit tyrepower.com.au or call 13 21 91.